Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for July 26, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. And I want to introduce to you today the topic that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to be faithful. I'm glad that my status with God does not require a high IQ. For there are times when I misplace things, or forget how to do something, or become stumped with a computer program. And then I realize I'm not as sharp as I'd like to be. Such moments remind me that it's good that there are people smarter than me who can do things that I can't, or at least haven't. Despite my limitations in some respects, I know that God still uses me from time to time to help people. He is gracious in that respect. I don't deserve the privilege of a place in His kitchen drawer, but I'm certainly glad to be one of His utensils, even if I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I was prompted to appreciate God's patient mercy toward me and my imperfect life after I read Psalm 19:14 and yesterday's reading from the One-Year Bible. Here's what it says. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Here's my take on this verse. How we speak to others, and how we speak to God, for instance, during times of worship, are crystal clear indicators to God as to how we view Him. Whether it be during times of praise singing, Bible teaching, sermon listening, or prayer lifting, it is very important that our words honor God, rather than making Him roll His eyes. And what we think about while in worship should involve His purposes, rather than wondering why that person over there no longer talks with me, or why my kids aren't as well behaved as Sister So-and-so's kids. My challenge to you this coming Sunday is to carry a note card to church with the above verse written on it. I hope that you'll look at the card several times as a tool for keeping you focused on pleasing God. It's a very good thing when you and I leave the worship service with all of our time there having been focused on praising God, praying to God, proclaiming God, providing financially for God's ministry, and on providing encouragement to God's people. For these things please God, our rock and our Redeemer. As I said earlier, these aren't complicated choices that take a load of brains, but they are committed choices that can lead to a load of blessings, including the greatest blessing of all, seeing God's smiling face as He looks forever at the child who lived to please Him. As always, I love you, Martin.